With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There were protests overnight in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, after police shot a black man who later died. Minnesota Department of Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington said they are bringing in more National Guard.
I do expect, having just met with General Mankey, that there will be more National Guard. There are more National Guard already moving into the city to supplement the ones that were already here for site security and critical infrastructure.
He also says an investigation into the shooting is underway. The U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth and hiring.
That's the word from the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who also cautioned during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes that the coronavirus still poses some risk. Powell also said he doesn't expect to raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate this year. That rate currently sits at nearly zero. He also downplayed the risk of higher inflation stemming from sharp increases in government spending and expanding budget deficits. Powell says the Fed is closely studying the development of a digital dollar, but hasn't yet made a decision on whether to proceed. He said last month a central bank wouldn't issue a digital currency without approval from Congress. Jeremy House, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Prince Andrew and other members of the royal family attended church yesterday, 2 days after the death of Prince Philip. Britain's Prince Edward says he is touched by the outpouring of warmth over the loss of his father.
The extraordinary tributes and the memories that everybody has had and been willing to share has been so fantastic. And it just goes to show he might have been our father, grandfather, father-in-law, but he meant so much to so many other people.
Philip, who died Friday at age 99, was married to Queen Elizabeth II for 73 years, a funeral to be held Saturday. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A Jacksonville mother shot and killed in what police are calling a tragic accident inside her own home. 37-year-old Jennifer Edlin is dead. This happened just down the road from Jeb Stuart Middle School Sunday afternoon. Cops arrived after there was a report of a woman suffering a gunshot wound to the head. She was pronounced dead at the scene. While there, police approached by a neighbor who said that while he was cleaning his gun, it accidentally fired. New from overnight, the sheriff's office responding to a reported shooting on the northwest side of town. JSO says the incident happened sometime before 5:30 in the 5600 block of Avenue B. A major crash temporarily shutting down a portion of I-10 near 301 in western Jacksonville. Multiple cars were involved in the crash. There were also multiple injuries reported. And a federal vaccination site at Gateway Mall expected to be reopening this morning after shutting down due to weather conditions on Sunday. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Making the complex understandable.
He's America's anchor man.
I am not just a host. I'm a leader.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville and beyond. WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on 95 heading north, right between Bay Meadows Road and just past JTB. Add about 6 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Mainly clear tonight, our overnight low will be 60, and right now it is 63 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Georgia becomes the third state to shut down a Johnson & Johnson vaccine site after adverse reactions. Reuters News reports the Biden White House is considering cash payments to some Central Americans in order to stem migration. And the Biden administration says they're now moving forward to create a commission to study expanding the U.S. Supreme Court.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning. We've got another hour left ready to go. If you can't get enough, then go to the podcast following the morning show at WBOB.com. Dot com. Click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Many of you can also listen to it on your smartphones, your Android phones. Just go to the website, download it. It is free. Just go to WBOB.com. The Biden administration says they are now moving forward, as they promised they would do from last year's campaign, to create a commission to study expanding the Supreme Court. The commission also wants to look at potential changes such as term limits for judges out there. While many Democrats advocate it, media reporter for TheHill.com, Joe Concha, says the majority of voters are against the idea.
But you look at the polls, 58% oppose packing the Supreme Court, 31% only support that. That's according to, ironically, New York Times Siena College poll. And, you know, liberal justices, even Stephen Breyer or the late Justice Ginsburg, have all talked about how this is a very dangerous thing to do.
As the economy still moves forward, restaurants say there still is a job shortage. CBS News points out for that and also the hospitality industry. Companies are offering more pay and more benefits and more bonuses.
But in many sectors, the new normal for employers is a labor shortage. Many restaurants and hotels have had to raise their hourly wages, and some chains now offer signing bonuses, but to cooks and kitchen staff.
But could not a lot of this be blamed on the government for continuing to give out unemployment benefits? Says so Rocco and Taco owner John Brunetti. He says, we've got jobs to fill, but how can you compete with unemployment benefits?
To understand that people do need the money to make sure that they can get all their bills paid and make sure they have food on the table. But at some point after the stimulus checks have gone out, people are making more on unemployment than we would be able to pay them to come off of unemployment. So the biggest thing that we've seen is that people don't want to work for the money when they can make just as much or more sitting in their house
and not doing anything at all, especially when it comes to that. Infrastructure jobs, remember, the White House has said tens of millions will be created.
It's a historic investment in America intended to create tens of millions of jobs, rebuild our country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete.
That's the Biden Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo out there. Even Mayor Pete, former Mayor Pete, now Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, says tens of millions of jobs. He advocates 19 plus million jobs will be created because of the infrastructure package.
The American Jobs Plan is about a generational investment. It's going to create 19 million jobs. And we're talking about economic growth that's going to go on for years and years.
But host of Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace, says, we did the numbers here, Mayor Pete. The numbers don't add up. You kind of misreported. You led people down the wrong path.
But it turns out the study you're citing from Moody's Analytics says the economy will add 16.3 million jobs without the infrastructure bill, and 2.7 million more with it. So it doesn't, as you said last Sunday, create 19 million jobs. Again, Secretary Buttigieg, why mislead folks?
Yeah.
You're right, I should have been more precise. The 19 million jobs that'll be created are more than the jobs that'll be created if we don't do the plan. And it's very important to make this point. As
right,
you just
showed
us,
2 million more,
Moody's
not,
is saying that we
million.
Will create 2.7 million. Yeah, exactly. It'll create 2.7 million more jobs than if we don't.
I'm confused. Is it 19 or 2, Raj?
It's 2.7 million new additional jobs that would have been created anyway. A net cost to the taxpayer, $800,000 per job.
If you think you heard everything on immigration, wait till you hear these next two topics. Topic number one, Reuters News is reporting that the Biden administration is considering cash money, not that, cash payments to stem illegal immigrants from coming to the U.S. In other words, we're going to pay people in certain Central American countries to stay put.
There's been a steady increase in arrivals at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent months. The U.S. is considering sending money to Central Americans in an attempt to stem the flow of migrations. The program would aim to address the economic woes pushing people to move. A potential program will be targeted at people in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Biden has instead called for $4 billion in development aid to Central America over 4 years, to address the underlying causes of migration.
But the question has to be asked, how do you know that the money will go to the individuals and the families there? You get a bunch of kleptomaniacs. If the governments of these countries are going to sit back and get $4 billion, hey, I think we can stem the immigration tide. Can you imagine they take the money and illegal migration still continues up?
Not saying it's a great idea, but the only way you can ensure that that's going to go to the right people is we need to have Americans on the ground in Central America going door to door to their houses and not trusting the governments.
Here's another story. You ready for this? The TSA, Transportation Secretary, Secretary Administration, says that they are allowing migrants who've come into this country that have now been given a court date to show up about whether or not they should stay here legally. They're giving, quote, alternative IDs to, in certain circumstances, to fly out through the country to visit friends and family. Fox Business Network.
Yeah, to get on a plane, you have to have a driver's license, but apparently you don't have to have one if you're an illegal
immigrant. An alternative ID.
Migrants released from custody are allowed to fly using something called alternate identification.
In certain circumstances, migrants released from their custody are allowed to hop on a flight and fly to a different state to unite with family members that they've arranged to stay with pending their court date with Customs and Border Patrol and ICE. From the TSA, that for migrants that do not have a proper ID to travel with, there are alternate identification that they have arranged with DHS to accept in these special circumstances. These migrants are entering in these border states, but they're ending up all over the United States.
Wow, Roger, I guess we need to start regulating that. What kind of ID are they using, huh?
I don't know. You know, it'd be interesting. It's free, I guess it is.
Interesting.
Can they vote with it? That's another question.
No, they can't vote with that one.
Okay,
another Johnson & Johnson vaccine site has been shut down due to illnesses. Some say it's been an adverse reaction.
A fourth vaccination site closes after people report having adverse reactions to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The latest temporary closure is in Georgia after eight people reported bad reactions. Similar incidents also happening in Colorado, Iowa, and North Carolina.
According to Dr. Nicole Sapphire from Memorial Sloan Kettering, she says that the vaccine side effects should not be necessarily a cause for concern.
Now, of course, when you start seeing people having side effects from the vaccine, and what has been reported is dizziness, fainting, nausea, you want to make sure to look at it. What's actually causing them, don't necessarily know. Is it possible that there's some needle aversion? Is it possible it's from...
When people meet us, usually the elderly pretty ladies always get fainted and just me they get nauseated. What's up with this? Here's more of the clip.
The environment that people have been standing in line for hours to get the vaccine, and then all of a sudden they get a little lightheaded. It's possible. Is it a direct result from the vaccine? That's also possible. But these are not necessarily causes for concern. These are more side effects, not necessarily the more dangerous adverse effects.
So here's my question. If you want to get the vaccine, get it. If you don't, then don't. That's just the way it is. But my question I want to ask
is... It's America still.
That's right.
At least for the time being.
Is it worth getting the vaccine? I'm just asking. It's a plain question. Knowing that you're going to... Folks, every pill that you take does or may not have side effects. There's advertisement for side effects. Just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it knowing that you may be nauseated for a couple of days because your body's putting something new into that body? And I understand because now the body has to conform to this. I get it. There may be an adverse reaction for a day or so. Nothing deadly, but hey, I may have to go to the bathroom for certain things, if you get what I'm saying.
Headache, fever.
Yeah, headache, fever. My question to you, is it worth going through? And P. Diddy said something one time. Besides, it's about the Benjamins, baby. In order to go to the joy, I got to go through the pain.
It's probably quoting Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Interesting. All right. Roger, I'm even surprised you know that part. But in order to get through the joy, sometimes you got to go through the pain. We all know that.
Because sometimes there's sunshine and rain.
That's right. And sometimes it takes the two of us.
Okay.
We can make it if we try. Anyway.
Spoken word.
So this, I love that. I'm never going to let you down. Never going to give you up. All right. I'm not going to start with the spoken word. We joke around. Here's my question. Is it not worth getting the vaccine knowing that you may have to go through some nausea, you may have a little bit of stuff in the bathroom, is it a couple days of headaches, is it not worth going through that knowing that the longer term effect is more positive, Raj? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Historically, most people have taken the position that's the case with many things, you know, from being a parent. I mean, gosh, you know, imagine what a lady has to go through to be a mom, you know.
Right.
But
good point.
It's considered to be worth the temporary displeasure that you have to go through.
So that's the question I like to ask you. 831-0600. Is it, we don't have enough tough people out there, or is it, I don't want to go through this. I get that as well, man. To me, it's a choice. You do it if you want. If you don't, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm asking is, if you believe the vaccine is going to work, but there's going to be, quote, side effects, I'm just asking, is it not worth, it's kind of like saying, I got to drop the weight for my health. Is it not worth going through the pain that some of us go through when we go to the gym? The pain of looking this way or being yelled at by the trainer like Gunnery Sergeant Hartman? You will not laugh. You will not cry. Now drop and give me 20, Ed Dean. There we go. Is it not worth it in order, if you believe the longer-term effect from the vaccine is going to be a much betterment for your health? Why? How many people have you know that don't, I don't want to go through a couple of days of this? And by the way, I think, unfortunately, the vaccine is a lazy person's way of not addressing their health. Oh, I get the vaccine, but knowing that if you had a better health, it would also develop a better immune system, and it would all help ward off some of the ill effects. Not all of it, but some of the ill effects.
Is going to the gym worth it?
Yes.
The aching feeling you have in your shoulders and your pecs.
It's worth it.
And your abs.
Remember what?
Yeah.
There's a great quote in Ali with Will Smith when he was, I guess he was fighting Joe Frazier, whoever, before, I don't remember who it was. And he's one of my favorite clips in this thing. Roger, he's narrating as, you know, as they fight. And then remember, they go to the corner for like, what, about a minute or so before they get back out?
Right.
And he goes, broken nose, bruised rib, black eyes. He goes, is it worth it just to be the champ of the world? That's the question you got to ask. So the question, I know it's a little over top, but is it worth it to get the vaccine knowing that you will have side effects? That's the question. 831-0600-904-831-0600. The CDC says that racism is a public health threat.
There is a new public health threat, according to the CDC. It's racism. The CDC says racism in this sense isn't just discrimination, but also barriers that affect racial and ethnic groups differently.
The CDC declared racism a serious public health threat, the underlying problems of racism and health. The CDC says the inequity is a known but unaddressed epidemic, racism, and that the organization must address its impact on public health. Healthcare barriers of things like affordability, transportation, knowledge, lack of trust, and cultural difference.
How is transportation racism? We're not in the days of Rosa Parks and before her time. Cultural differences, how is that racism as well?
As well as racism and how black residents are treated by medical providers.
Really? There's racism among our hospitals? We're not treating... Folks, listen, there's just as bad in poor rural white communities here that may not be able to afford it. I think that issue needs to be addressed, but they don't turn you away based on your race.
But if you go to a clinic that happens to, you know, treat those who are in poverty, black or white, are you treated the same way as someplace like, you know, one of the nicer medical facilities?
Depending on what you can afford.
Yeah.
All right.
The CDC plans to do several things moving forward, including investing more in minority communities starting a website.
Wait, we haven't been investing enough into minority communities, and so now, we find out that racism is the ultimate problem in these communities.
If the investment was the answer, I think it probably has been done all wrong, because what they've done in many cases is required the dad to move out of the house as a prerequisite in order to be eligible for the aid.
So here's my question. We're going to get to your calls in just a brief moment. I got to take a quick break. 831-0600. So if the CDC says that racism is a public health threat, here's my question. Then what's the vaccine? Can anybody tell me what the vaccine is for this public health threat? Come on, folks. Do we really have racism with our doctors? Because if it is, I'm the first one to report it. Racism or transportation? Who's giving these people the CDC's numbers out there? Oh, but bunch of liberal Dems? Some of these big cities? Is that what it is? All right, your call's coming up next. 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Kernan and Hodges Boulevard. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high of 84. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 60. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Roger, before we get to the calls, here's a little spoken word.
Okay.
There's so much loving in the CDC when we do the reports with E and Roger G. How about that one?
Okay.
You know, which, you know, LBC, Snoop Dogg, never mind.
All right.
Wow.
You had to tell me that was Snoop before.
I
didn't make the connection
there's
at all.
There's so much, just that forwards, name that tune should have gotten you the song. All right, let's
so
get to Jesse.
So much drama in the LBC.
Yeah. Now you know what it is. I thought it was so much, I can't understand. All right.
Okay.
So much drama. Yeah, there's so much drama in the CDC going on.
Yeah.
Jesse, what's up this morning?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So, listen, I don't know why anyone would question at all if side effects are worth it. To me, I have a lot of health problems, so side effects would likely affect me more. I got both shots. I got nothing. No side effects at all. Now,
really?
I'm not saying that no one would, because we're all different. But come on, wouldn't you rather have a little bit of side effects for maybe a day or two and have your chances of COVID being so detrimental and possibly fatal, you know, be decreased? I mean, I don't see how it's a question.
You bring an interesting point. What if you come down with a sickness and the doctor gives you a prescribed medicine? It's going to work, but there's going to be side effects. Nobody questions the side effects. Yeah, you just want to get better.
Every single medication ever made and ever given for any reason has possible side effects.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, would you rather take your chances and maybe die from COVID? You know, because we're all different. It affects us all differently.
Right.
So would you rather do that or just take a simple shot and have a maybe sore arm for a day or two and move on with your life?
You know? But just consult your doctor, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, do your research. And, you know, I mean, to me, my family is important and I need to stick around for them. So
yeah.
Why not just get a shot?
Well,
and
There are a lot of people, Jesse, who believes that the COVID vaccines are a different class of vaccines that are different than any other vaccine before, and they just don't trust them for some reason.
No, it's not that it's a different class. It's just that they've allowed, you know, so many different things to be said, and they kind of are believing what they hear. And the thing is, I've heard things as ridiculous as it will make you crave pineapple pizza. I mean, really, there are people who actually believe that.
That's a good problem.
You know, we need to just use our head and, you know, do the right thing for our health and be responsible and take control of that. And,
amen.
You know, stick
all
around.
Right. All right, Jesse. Good to talk to you.
Well, it was rushed through. It didn't go through the normal FDA vetting process because of a Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed.
Because the FDA is overregulated. That's why. That is exactly the reason
we
why.
We really don't know what the long-term is effective. We're all participating in an experiment, to be frank with you, to an extent.
Then that's how you do it, man. Jesse, you had me until you said pineapple pizza. Anything with pineapples. Ugh. 825.
I like that.
Talk radio.
Hawaii style.
WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on JTB headed east, right between 295 and Hodges. It's from an earlier accident that has the left lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high of 84. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 60. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed with the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat. It takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pairs specially trained dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to K9sForWarriors.org.
You'll make the right choice with the team at UltraSoft Pressure Washing. UltraSoft Pressure Washing is Jacksonville's only RCIA-certified roof cleaning company. The zero-pressure roof cleaning methods meet and exceed manufacturer recommendations. Plus, UltraSoft's ultra-low-pressure exterior cleaning for homes, businesses, storefronts, and more erases years of aging with gentle precision. For a free pressure washing or roof cleaning quote, call 904-304-0810, 904-304-0810, or click ultrasoftpressurewashing.com.
Remembering what Rush said then was right.
What do we do here every day? I simply report the news. All of it.
And still is.
And give you aspects of it and angles that you don't get in the drive-by media. Or maybe in any other place. We don't do topics here. We don't do guests. We just do the news of the day related to how I can use it to inform people what I believe. It's a way of explaining the horrors of liberalism.
Weekdays from noon till 3, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget the podcast follows The Morning Show. Go to WBOB.com. Click on right where it says The Ed Dean Extra. Coming up next month on May the 22nd, we got our big shindig. It's going to be the, NRA dinner. It's dressed down. Dinner's like dress up. This is really dressed down. Ron Davis, the president of the First Coast Friends of the NRA, and along with us, we sponsor the event. It's going to be at the Ramallah American Club coming up on May the 22nd. He says there's over 30 guns you may be able to win at this event. If you will shoot me an email, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, I'll get you an email of the information. Excuse me. Otherwise, you can go to First Coast Friends of the NRA on Facebook.com. This is going to be an awesome time. This is one of the best events I have. Saturday, May the 22nd. Shoot me an email at WBOB.com, and I'll get you all the information. I will be there. I'll be sponsoring a couple of tables. So, more coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Protesters gathered in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota overnight. That's where a 20-year-old black man was shot by a police officer. He crashed his vehicle and later died. Meanwhile, the prosecution continues its case against Derek Chauvin today as week three begins in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. COVID restrictions are being eased in Britain starting today. After months of lockdowns, shops, gyms, and outdoor dining are reopening. Here in the U.S., Michigan's governor is pushing the White House for more COVID-19 vaccines as that state experiences a spike in cases. President Biden has okayed more federal resources to support vaccinations and testing in Michigan, but so far says no additional vaccines will be sent. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. New from overnight, reportedly two injured following a shooting in Northwest Jacksonville outside of a men's club. We're working to get more details. A woman died Sunday after her neighbor's gun accidentally went off while he was cleaning it. This happened on the west side, just down the street from Jeb Stuart Middle School. 47-year-old Jennifer Edelin was killed. She's a mother of four. Her neighbor, Linda McHenry, says she was a very good person.
She was just this loving person. She was a good person. I can't say that. And we shared a lot together.
JSO says the man whose gun went off is cooperating with the investigation. With the Gateway Mall vaccination site closing Sunday due to inclement weather, if you were scheduled to be vaccinated in the afternoon, there's no need to reschedule. You can come anytime to that site between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. or visit a satellite site. The operations at the Gateway Mall resumed this morning. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on JTB headed east, right between 295 and Hodges. It's from an earlier accident that has the left lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high of 84. Tonight clear to partly cloudy with a low of 60. Right now it's 63 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Reuters News reports the Biden White House is considering cash payments to some Central Americans in order to stem migration. The Biden administration says they are now moving toward to creating a commission to study expanding the U.S. Supreme Court. And Georgia becomes the third state to shut down a Johnson & Johnson vaccine site after adverse reactions.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to Morgan. Hey, Morgan, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Ed, I wanted to talk about the side effects of the COVID vaccine. My wife and I both had the COVID on Halloween. We had different side effects, but so we decided to get the vaccine this time because you probably heard, just like everyone has, that there's a pretty bad dose of this stuff going around again.
Right.
Yeah. So we decided to get it this time because, you know, we're almost 60 and we just didn't want to catch it again. The side effects were very close. We both had a very sore left arm. she broke out in hives, and my sister broke out in hives on their left arm, too. I think it was a Moderna shot. But I had the other one that everyone talks about. I can't remember the name of it. Not the Johnson & Johnson shot, but the
Pfizer.
Other one everybody's getting.
Pfizer.
That's
yes.
It. Yeah, I had the Pfizer shot. Now, the most noteworthy thing, we both already had the COVID on Halloween, but we both had the exact same symptoms of our original COVID that we had. We had that for 36 hours this time instead of the 3 or 4 or 5 days. But we had COVID problems all over again for about 36 hours. Now, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't get it again. I would, because, you know, I guess you don't really want to catch this new one going around. That's what I hear.
All right. So to your point is you had side effects, but are you glad you took the vaccine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I had the same problems as I had when I had the COVID, but only for 36 hours.
Oh, ah, okay.
But it was a true rehash of it. It was no kidding around, and we both felt like you know what. We just sat around and slept and watched TV for about a day and a half.
Yeah, did you skip work and everything?
Oh no, I still got to work, but I stayed. You know, I stayed away from people just on the off chance. I don't think I could have given it to anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't think I had the COVID again.
Yeah.
But the symptoms were there. Just wanted to let you know.
Do you ever feel like sometimes you wish you could tell people you had COVID 24/7 so you didn't have to deal with customers?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Ed, I think I had it twice.
Yeah.
I had it for sure, one time back in January of 2020.
I'll tell you this. Wow. I see this as a joke. You'll catch this. I'm like, guys, I can't talk to you over the phone. I got COVID.
Some people have actually complained that, you know, the vaccine, the side effects were worse than actual COVID, those who've had both.
Yeah.
So,
All right.
It wasn't worse. It was just a day and a half. It wasn't worse.
I'm with you, man.
All right.
Tough it out. That's what I say. All right. Good to talk to you. All right, more. Here we go. More right here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right? Let's do it. So, good call there. Jonathan Williams, this is a good way to hear all of this. Trump tax cuts being rewritten, not by Biden. No, I mean, the history of how well the tax cuts did. The Yahoo Finance, some of the liberal out there are saying, well, the tax cuts need to be jacked up, but it'd be better for the economy. Man, tax cuts better for the economy. Anyway, Jonathan Williams, economist with the American Legislative Exchange Council, the website, alec.org. Here's the latest. Yahoo Finance, Rick Newman says that the Trump tax cuts didn't really benefit or add to the economy. Here's the clip.
2017 tax law didn't really accomplish that much. We now have really 2 years of data from 2018 and 2019. We didn't see a meaningful boost in GDP growth. We didn't see a meaningful boost in employment. Federal revenues went down, even though supporters of that bill said they would go up. So there's not a lot to really defend with that law.
I don't know what he's reading because federal revenues did not go down. They all went up. You want to knock this out of the ballpark?
Well, Ed, you know, it's low-hanging fruit there. It's kind of funny that they do try to rewrite history as to how successful the Trump tax reform was. I mean, let's not forget, within a couple of weeks of that being signed into law, so many of the major employers across the United States said we're passing some of those business tax savings back to employees in terms of bonuses at the end of the year, in terms of raises. That was the first effect. And then, of course, we saw some pretty strong GDP growth of over 3% that next year at the tail end of 10 years of economic recovery. Then it dipped down into the twos a little bit. But, I mean, still at 10 years into a recovery, that is amazing to kind of extend the American growth. Which those tax cuts did. It's also kind of funny throwing out the straw man argument that, you know, he said that supporters were just saying all of them would pay for themselves. It's like, no, we didn't say they would pay for themselves. We said they would lose less money than what the official budget forecast said. And, of course, because of the economic growth, we didn't lose as much money as the CBO said at the start of it all.
Here's a clip from Joe Kern on CNBC with the Wall Street Journal Theo Francis, where the manufacturing base brought in more money home from overseas cash. Listen to this clip.
About half the $2.7 to $3 trillion of accumulated profits, that's past profits that companies have been stockpiling. About half of that was reinvested into property, factories, equipment, vehicles.
Obviously, we want it to be more, but anything is better than the than previous where we were.
And certainly repatriations are up. There's no question about that. And
was it a record or was it just above 2017?
It's certainly the amount that was repatriated in the first quarter, according to Commerce
Department. How much above the first quarter?
It was more than, the first quarter was more than what you saw in 2016 and 2017.
Yeah. How much more?
Oh, combined. So there's definitely a lot of money coming back. It's about $300 billion by Commerce Department.
Manufacturers also, the National Manufacturers Association also reported more jobs created manufacturing because of the tax cuts and everything else. By the way, here's one more from your good friend. Here's Stephen Moore talked about that incomes for families risen more under Trump, a lot of deal with the tax cuts as well, than under Obama. Here's the clip.
Real middle-class families, households, have gained $4,000 of income since January of 2017 when Trump became president. Under Obama, in the 7 years of the recovery, the incomes only went up $1,000 for the median family. So that means in one third the time, Trump has increased incomes for middle class families.
Yeah, let me just say this, Jonathan. Even when you looked at the polls last year, even though Trump was losing because of COVID, they still overall gave him the credit. Even Democrats lumped in these polls for the economy. So it's going to be interesting to see the rewriting of the Trump economic boom.
It sure will. And of course, because of what happened with COVID, we'll never really know the answers to kind of the longer term effects, because they generally take 4 or 5 years to actually see in the data to confirm or to be able to refute a lot of the things that Yahoo Finance said more statistically. But you look at all the anecdotal things that we've talked about. And then you mentioned a very important point of being a Michigan native, as you know, Ed, seeing the headlines that after the Trump tax cuts and getting the business tax rate down to 21 from being the highest in the world at 35 before in America, we actually saw auto manufacturing come back from Mexico to Michigan and things like that, which would have been previously impossible under the old tax code. And that kind of ties into what we're talking about in Washington right now, which is President Biden would like to roll back so many of those gains and raise the cost of doing business in America versus the rest of the world again.
Here's another clip. This is from Andrew Ross, Sorkin over at CNBC. JP Morgan's Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who supported the Trump tax cuts, by the way, says that an economic boom will go well into 2023. Yes, some of the vaccines, but they're really touting all of the quantitative easing, a new infrastructure bill, and huge deficit spending. Here is the here's the clip.
JP Morgan Chase's CEO and chairman Jamie Dimon's annual letter is out. Dimon is very optimistic, I should say, about the U.S. economy, at least for the several years, for the next several years. Here's what he's saying. He's saying this boom could easily run into 2023 because of all of the spending that could extend well into 2023.
Now, Jonathan, we both know that if you want to have inflation through the free market, housing prices going up, base, that's one thing. Not when it comes to the government, because that's more artificial. But if the economy is doing well, we want to base it on the marketplace, not on government spending. But I'm not also ignoring the idea, and it's that, yes, when you inject a boatload of government money, you will increase economic activity. The problem is it does not last longer than you would through the private sector out there. But now you've got all the Financial Wall Street guys bragging about how well the economy is going to do throughout the next few years. And like, this is going to be the new norm, if we're going to use that term, based on government spending.
Right. I mean, just the trillions that are going into the economy, I mean, you'd hope that you'd get some sort of economic activity for that. The question is, what's the alternative, right? As the economist Thomas Sowell would always ask us, is, you know, what could be done if those dollars would be used through the private sector side of the economy? Obviously, when you look at the GDP equation, that directly takes into consideration government spending. And so you have this direct linkage with more government spending and higher GDP numbers. The question is, what are the unintended consequences, such as inflation, such as racking up the national credit cards? I mean, we may be at $30 trillion of national debt here in the coming months. So those are all big questions here in Washington for policymakers.
Yeah, I think you're going to see more quantitative easing taking place. Hey, you've got a story, by the way, Jonathan Williams, economist for American Legislative Exchange Council. Property taxes. I find property, because that's what Florida, for the most part, many municipalities survive on, is property taxes. You say that in several states now there's a move to reform this.
There is. It's really an incredible move. Property taxes are the most hated tax in America. And for part of the reason is we all cut big checks generally, unless you have your property tax taken with your mortgage in escrow. You cut a big check to local government, you see the cost of government. And so we've seen now several states start to address these high property tax burdens, because they are local property taxes, by then requiring some pretty basic things, transparency and accountability. For instance, if assessments go up, there needs to be votes taken and people need to be held accountable at the local level for keeping the extra money, right? Just because government says everyone's house is worth 10% more doesn't mean that government should automatically get 10% more revenue. But what we find a lot of cases, local government officials are kind of playing a little bit of half-truth game out there and not really telling individuals, hey, why is your property tax up? We say we cut your property tax rate, but the assessment went up more and you notice your bill's higher than it was the year before.
Yeah, but is it because the assessment's coming through the property appraiser?
That's right. And so there's a little bit of dishonesty going on in a lot of cases in local governments across the country. So what Kansas is doing, they just passed it into law based on the ALEC model. What Nebraska is working on, it's all based on kind of what's been done in Utah now for 30 years, is if local governments want to spend more, all they need to do is give property taxpayers a notice in the mail saying we're going to have a hearing, we're going to talk about why we need to spend more of your money, and then they need to take a recorded vote at the city council or at the county commission to say we're going to take more property taxes and we're all going to go on record and support it if they're going to do that. Let the public have real input and stop playing this kind of shell game to say just because assessments go up mean we actually get more of your property tax money without any discussion or any vote in many cases.
Yeah, but wait a second. The local city council doesn't control the county property appraiser.
Well, right. I mean, but they, at the end of the day, need to go on record to say, we're going to take more of this money versus reducing the rate. So the idea would be if the assessments go
right.
up,
I see what you're
automatically
saying.
The rate should go down to keep people held harmless.
It's not a real tax cut.
Votes to take more.
Right. I'm totally with you. Totally. I love to talk about the idea of property tax versus sales tax. Jonathan Williams, an economist for ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council. Go to ALEC.org. Good to talk to you, brother. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. More coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on JTB headed east, right between 295 and Hodges. It's from an earlier accident that has the left lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high of 84. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 60. Right now, it's 63 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20-some-odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up, and then I got sent home for medical treatment and they told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pairs specially trained dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to K9sForWarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us. at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We are the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts.
And creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger place.
When we decided to branch from fine dining to open M-Shack, we knew we wanted to build a much better burger.
Hey, Matt, can you build a better burger with just toppings?
Nah.
Better condiments?
I don't think so.
A better bun?
It's like I said from the beginning, Dave, you gotta grind your own meat.
You didn't say that in the beginning.
I did say that from the beginning. We had to grind our own meat.
Well, I agree. But what kind of top quality meat are you talking about?
Chuckin' brisket, bro. What else is there?
Ha, I can't argue with that one.
And Dave, that's how you build a better burger.
M-Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More. It takes family to build a better burger. Let the M-Shack brothers build your family a better burger. Stop in for happy hour between 3 and 5 for $3 burgers, shakes, and more. Visit mshackburgers.com and order online. M-Shack Burgers. Let our family build your family a better burger.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. AAA says more Floridians are growing comfortable with traveling thanks to the COVID-19 vaccines. A new Rasmussen poll finds 60% of Democrats support moving baseball's All-Star game from Atlanta. But the poll also shows most black voters say the MLB made a bad decision. And with the economy making a comeback, restaurant industry says it's still facing an employee shortage.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, Ron, a lot of people weighing in this morning on the vaccine. Tim asked, first of all, this isn't a vaccine. It's an experimental second. The virus has a 99% survival rate. Well, not among everybody it doesn't, but okay. He says, I haven't had a flu shot since 1988, retired from the military. Then every time the military made me get a flu shot, I got the flu. Mm. He says the CDC is obviously politically motivated by their race-baiting comments on the issue of race and injection. Well, the Trump administration supports, the former Trump administration supports this, so I wouldn't call them race-baiting, but interesting. That's a good point he mentions. I've had many people tell me when they get the flu shot, they get the flu. They don't get the flu shot.
Over the weekend, in fact, Donald Trump said it ought to be called the Trump scene. He was the one behind, you know, Operation Warp Speed.
Here's one from Jim. Caller talking about a craving for pineapple on your pizza. If you take the vaccine, I heard Joe Biden says if you drink bleach, it will curb your desire for...
You'll never crave pizza again. I'll tell you that.
Pineapple pizza?
It's not bad.
Here's another
one. I've got kids. They grew up eating it, so I had some.
Ed, I was sick for 3 weeks after my first shot. I even went and got a COVID test. It was negative. I got my second shot, and I was sick for 3 days. I believe it was worth it. Here's another one. Ed, if you already had COVID-19, do you really need the vaccine? Will these vaccines protect you from COVID-2 or 3? Well, I mean, you can get sick, a cold, a couple times a year. Can you get COVID again? I possibly could get that.
It's rare that people can get COVID twice. However, there was a young lady in Northeast Florida who actually got it a couple of times. We interviewed her in one of our other stations. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a lot more emails coming in. What's up with the CDC talking about racism is a public health threat? Ed, one of the best questions I've heard you ask. If racism is a public threat, then what's the vaccine? Well, that's what I keep asking on that one out there. So, Ed, I love your approach, you and Roger, on the vaccine. While the media tells and downplays that religious people are against it, so what? Let them be against it. And if they're for it, let them be for it. People consult your doctor. That's the way you should look at it.
Yes.
Here's a lot more emails coming in. Let's get to it. Pack the courts. Hey, Ed, I guess if states want to revisit their election laws and the federal government under Biden believes that they need to react to the states, then maybe the courts on a state level may react to the federal courts when it comes to court packing.
Interesting.
Where they want to pack the courts bigger with the feds, and then the states can come back and do their own thing out there.
At the state level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, Ed, I'm just laughing my rear end off that the government claims is going to create all these millions of jobs. I do agree with you, Ed, that the government does create jobs, but we don't want that. We want the private sector to do that But to sit back and say that infrastructure is going to create tens of millions of jobs, can you tell me what they base that on? Because if the last one we did with Obama created all these millions of jobs, where were they? A lot of interesting emails on this one. So, all right, more coming up next. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on JTB headed east, right between 295 and Hodges. It's from an earlier accident that has the left lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plan on lots of sunshine today and a high of 84. This evening, clear to partly cloudy and a low of 60. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The most frightening words spoken by President Biden last week when he issued executive orders seeking to control so-called ghost guns were less about the guns than what he said about the Constitution. He said, "No amendment is absolute," and cited crying fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire as an example. This is an example of liberal thinking, taken extreme, in this case free speech, and perverted to undermine its preservation. The left does the same with other parts of the Constitution because it believes liberal judges ought to write the law and the Constitution does not speak for itself. What about unreasonable search and seizure? Is that not an absolute? Then there's the right to assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. Right now, one can't get near the Capitol because of a fence, but thousands of illegal aliens break the law to enter the country where they get benefits with more to come. The presidential oath commits him to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Apparently, Joe Biden believes that is not an absolute. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
If you've been listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour Friday afternoons from 5 to 6 on WBOB, you heard accurate predictions of the outcome of the presidential election, the D.C. incident, and the Georgia Senate election, the Lot J vote, and more. Hear from the newsmakers and call in at 904-831-0600. Live, local, and it keeps you ahead of everyone else. The Brandon Groover News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB, sponsored by Elite Home Health.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
As we say, save the date coming up next month, Saturday, May 22nd, at the Ramallah American Club, put on by the First Coast Friends of the NRA, man. It's going to be, we don't dress up. We call it a dinner, but we're dressed out.
Yeah.
If you even walk in with a nice pair of shoes, we're kicking you out. You know what I'm saying?
You have to wear nice shoes?
I said, if you're walking in with a nice pair of shoes.
If you have on nice shoes.
Yeah, come on. We're laid back here.
All right.
So you can win a Henry Side Gate Lever Action 4570 with the NRA seal. Ron says there may be people can win up to 25, 30 guns. If you want further information, I'm going to get a couple tables.
Mm-hmm.
This show sponsors, the station sponsors these events because a lot of the money goes to charity. Women's programs, teenage youth programs for guns, and then military, disabled veterans as well. So they put their money where their mouth is. If you want further information, I'm going to be there. It's going to be a big event. It's going to be great, man. It's one of the best times. Got auctions going on. It's just entertaining. Nobody's going to be speaking. I don't want to hear a bunch of people speaking. All right? It's bad enough. Roger's got to listen to me in the mornings, okay? So anyways, if you want information, go to First Coast Friends of the NRA. Go to Facebook.com, look up First Coast Friends of the NRA, or email me, ed@wbob.com. Big event. All right. Thankful to God every day for the show. A lot of good calls. A lot of good topics. We always love talking about things that nobody else talks about. Remember, you heard it anywhere else, you heard it here first. All right. See you guys tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.